Grace? What is meant by grace is that you were lucky enough to hear truth. Because once you hear truth and you go beyond your mind to this inner mind, this mind of God, that is grace. That is being there. That is grace. Being blessed with this knowledge, and each individual soul accepts this grace, this knowledge, according to their level of consciousness, at their own time, their own speed. There's no rush, there's nowhere to go, no hassle, because we're all rushing. We keep rushing all over the place, trying to do this and trying to do that. To find this inner calm, you must slow down. This is why people meditate. Instead of taking a pill from the doctor, meditate. And it slows the world down. It slows your mind down. But only for X amount of time. Then the world starts rushing in again with all its negativity, and you're captured in it. So what you've got to do is learn to walk through life in a meditative state. And to walk through life in a meditative state, you've got to raise your level of consciousness. And this is where you can say you're blessed, lucky, whatever you want to call it. It's just names. Names really don't mean anything. Eh? Like we separate things with names. If you can actually try and get into your head to believe that all things, all energy is God, and keep this in your mind, you need nothing else. It'll pop in. You don't know what hit you. You just say, all right, beautiful. It's very gentle. If you ever try and investigate further into life, how you can be happy or what's wrong with life, and you come upon a place or a workshop that has hostility, my advice is walk out. Because it's this hostility, this anger, that has created the mess the world is in today. And this is connected to the ego. We're right back to where we started. Always back to the ego. The ego is the creator of all our problems. Let it go. It's really a hassle. Be unimportant. I know. Each individual soul in the world is God, playing the game of life in this, what we call, this universe. And each individual soul is the creator of all things, all things. And this is why Jesus Christ died, was to try and let you know that all things were a conscious state and all things were possible. Why do you think there's wrong? You'll never find right. Because wrong and right, if you have wrong and right in your head, you've missed it. I know there's wrong and right here on earth, but that's not where you get the answer. It's when you realize that all things are perfect. And if you start to realize the perfection of life, even the so-called wrongs, then you'll see the truth. Then you'll see it's funny. Sometimes you look at the news and you can hardly stop laughing. Because it's so crazy. Everybody's running around pretending that they know something, and nobody knows anything. The mind of mankind is the greatest trap of all. But while the ego exists, you're in trouble. And the more you have of it, the more trouble you're in. The more hell. And that's the hell that the Bible talks of. It's here on earth. There's really no hell, right? There's really no heaven. It's all here. Because it's all a conscious state. Statistics. Why this, why that? Give it up. There's no statistics in truth. It doesn't matter why. Because in truth, everything is because it is. And is God. What is God in Moshe. You accept what is, you accept God, then you found your freedom. It's that simple. That's the answer. Nothing more to say. Just accept what is. And when you start to accept what is, magical things happen. You start hearing strange noises. Any questions?
You know, when I was talking to people during the break, I realized that Sherry came along with the kids. To go on to another kid, you have to share what you have learned, and then you are ready to go on to the next one. And then I felt all this fear of sharing, and I saw that that's what fear was, the fear of sharing. And as soon as I started sharing and talking to people, just so much love and truth.
Right. This is why the greatest of all men, Jesus Christ, said, go and tell people what you found. Because if you acknowledge what you found, you acknowledge that you found it. Until you acknowledge that you found it, it's no good to you. Because it's hidden inside. So as soon as you start to share, you'll be very surprised what happens, because sometimes you start talking about something that absolutely flabbergasts you. Once you find truth, you'll realize there's nothing to say. There's nothing to say. There's nothing new. There's nothing. Nothing. There is nothing. It's all an illusion. You meditate, it's beautiful. By all means, meditate. Because meditation, it's better than going to the doctor to take a pill. But when you meditate, it'll only last a few hours. Give up meditation and you'll find God. The second you find God, there's nothing. You've found it. You've found your happiness. This is truly, truly the answer to all our social problems. This is what the social problems are. Lack of knowledge of yourself, not of anybody else, of yourself. Find this in yourself and you've got it made. It's that simple. Really simple. After this is finished, I believe there's a whole bunch of people going to go to the Taipan restaurant. You're all welcome to go. Hold 75, first day gets it. Where is it?
Granville and
67. There's nothing like changing the level of consciousness, is that there? And this is really true, you know. You should learn to go up and down like a yo-yo. Levels of consciousness. And this is what they call schizophrenic. We are all schizophrenic. We go up and down levels of consciousness and we don't know what's happening. One moment we're happy, smiling, cheering. And next moment we're saying, what a horrible life. You son of a gun. Blah, blah, blah. And you really don't know what's happening. But we're all schizophrenic. Learn to be a schizophrenic. Yeah. Enjoy being it. When you go up and down like a yo-yo, you can go, you can join any place, anybody, any place you want. If they're talking super high, you go in and talk super high. You don't get caught up in it, because once again, you're seeing what is instead of what isn't. But it's really true. We're all schizophrenics. And I'm really want to admit it. I'm total schizophrenic. And everybody here is total schizophrenic. But the only thing is they don't know it. And because we discover some, we say, he's a schizophrenic. We all are. You've got to start to laugh at life. Because life is really funny. Especially when you get schizophrenic. And you just join them, up and down. It's that simple. Really simple. I can't say simple enough. I'm going to keep saying simple till the day I die. And somebody says it's not that simple. That's your opinion. It's only difficult because your mind's won't alert. Drop this barrier from the mind and its simplicity. 3 years. Everything is because it is, and what is God in motion? It's a mind's trying to figure it out. That's the problem. Just accept what is. And you think, well, I can't accept this. This is not my lot. This should be better. But believe me, the second you accept what is, then your lot does get better. Put it in simple terms. You see, you can talk religion, and you can talk psychological, and laugh at life. They're both the same thing. They're really both the same thing. The psychology searches inside to find his inner self, to find out what makes mankind tick. The theologian, he searches to see what God is. They're both the same thing. No difference. And without one, you can't have the other. You cannot find truth with one. You must have both. So what you do is you go right down the middle. You go right down the middle. You take psychology and theology, and you go right down the middle, and you pick up both sides as you go down, and that's the answer. Because there wouldn't be a physical side unless there was a spiritual side, because we all stem from the spiritual side. And to deny one and accept the other is seeing what isn't. If you accept both, you see what is. See, when you talk about what is and as is, and it doesn't make sense because it's too simple. But if you keep talking about it, who knows? Maybe the simplicity gets through. We say, well, could you explain is? You say, okay. So you start to explain is. And you go from zero, and you start getting a whole bunch of words. Then you say, well, could you explain that a bit more? I say, okay, so you explain it a bit more. And it's getting very complicated because you're getting more words, more theories, more beliefs, more everything else. And you say, well, darn it, just once more, say it. Then he goes like this. Then you're back to the intelligence and it's lost. It's lost. So you've got to close the gap and say, is, back again. And they go, ooh, it's too simple. But that's where the answer is. It's in simplicity. It really doesn't matter if you hear it. It really doesn't. Can't you see nothing? Fine. You see something? That's fine. It doesn't really matter if you hear or not. It doesn't matter. Whatever happens is perfect. Really. There is nothing that isn't perfection. Nothing. Because it's the same as your past. You blame yourself for a lot of things you did in the past. But it's really silly. Because your past, it happened because it happened. And nobody can change it because it was the will of God that it happened. Otherwise it wouldn't happen. And once you start to realize this, once again, those magical things happen. There's lots of ways to get into this magic box, eh? Many doors, many ways, many paths. But there's always just the one true way. Always has been and always will be. And that one and only way, the true way, is to look inside. How you must know it to realize it. To recognize it, you must already know it. Any questions?
What's the difference between belief and faith?
It's like night and day. Belief is knowing from the mind, which is a beautiful thing, eh? Because he keeps saying to people, you've got to believe. So they start to believe with the mind, and this is really beautiful. But the second they start to believe with the mind, you say, hold it. You know that belief I told you about? Forget it. Throw it away. It's no good to you. Because belief from the mind is not strong enough. Faith is when you go beyond the mind, beyond belief. There's no doubt, no room for doubt. It's just knowing. And it is faith which heals. It is faith that brings you this knowledge. It is faith that brings you happiness. And faith is beyond the mind, submitting your intelligence, even that little partial part, to the inner self, that which we call God. And this is why, if you have faith, anything is possible. Really, anything is possible. But we get mixed up because we think we know. We think we know, but knowing and belief are really two different things. But it's nice to believe. By all means, I wish the whole world believed it, because then it won't be a matter of time until then. Yet it's like saying you've got to search to find the secret. But once you start on your search, give it up, because while you're searching, you're saying you haven't got it. You got to give up the search to realize you are it. Now you found it, that you are it. And that life is nothing else but a conscious state. We're all conscious states. The world is a playground of thought. It's a divine thought. And this world is where we play those thoughts. Your thought, my thought, everybody's thoughts. And all we have to do is realize that all life is thought, and bang, the penny falls and you're happy. You found it. But nobody believes it. It's too simple. It's all thought. There is no such thing as insecurity. It's all thought. Insecurity is not a fact. It's a feeling. And all feelings are thoughts. Your thought. Don't you see how simple it is? It's really just thought. We just believe that such a thing exists as insecurity. We just believe that there's such a thing as all our feelings. We are our feelings. We truly are. We really are. Not from here, but we are our feelings. Totally, we are the creator of all feelings. We are the creator of all things, because all things are thoughts. Now, when I say to you, we are the creator, I'm not talking about you as the ego, the body. I'm talking about the inner self. And the inner self is God. The inner self is all things. You've got to destroy that ego to find the inner. When we try to help people in the world today, we go the opposite way. We try and build our ego. We say, don't be insecure. You have no right to be insecure. Look at yourself. Look how nice you are. Look how... Build yourself up and prove yourself to the world. Go ahead and prove yourself. And you start to prove yourself, eh? The second you start to prove yourself, you've gone in the opposite direction. You see, you've got to submit yourself and tell how nothingness you are. And if you see, if you really start to believe how little you are, the second you start that, you realize how great you are. It's always an opposite. Always, always, all truth is opposite. There is not one single truth in the world that is an opposite from what the mind thinks it is. It's like what the world thinks is real is the illusion. And what the world thinks the spiritual illusion is really, in reality, the true reality of life. And we are it. We really are it. Like, it's not talk, it's not theory, we really are that conscious state. It's all energy. And this is why it's a beautiful thing to find truth, because once you find truth, your level of consciousness rises, and with it comes this positive energy. And this positive energy surrounds you, and it protects you. It's like shields. Words cannot penetrate. And it is words that are the downfall of humanity. We believe words. Right? We believe words. Our biggest problem is we don't listen. We talk to ourselves all the time. The inner self, the subconscious, is talking all the time. You ever talk to anybody, and the second they start to talk, you say, I know how to answer that. And you're concentrating on what he said, and he keeps talking, and you're missing it altogether. Instead of just totally just listening to the person, and you don't listen to what he's saying here. If you really hear him, you'll hear him what he says from his heart. Because what he says from his heart might be totally different from here. And when you hear from the person's heart, then a feeling of love appears for the simple reason you hear him. You just know who he is and what he is. It's so beautiful that everybody in the world is asking for help. Eh? So you go around the world and you give help. You try and waken people up. You shake them. But you only waken the people up that leave the... it's like a hotel room, eh? You say, wake me up at 8 o'clock in the morning, please. So the bell guy, he doesn't go come knocking on your door if you haven't asked. Right? So it's the same as knowledge. You never force it on anybody. You're only waking up the people that say, please help. Because to try and waken somebody up, all you're going to do is disturb them. So you leave them. And if you let them sleep, and they wake up on their own, in good time, then you'll recognize the truth in you, then you and your parents will really love each other. You and your children will really love each other. Husband and wife will really love each other. It's that simple. But never force truth. To force truth is no good. It must be done from the individual soul out. And you'll soon find out who wants help. It's the same if you find anger popping up in you. Don't go really downhearted. Don't blame yourself for anger. Anger is quite a natural thing. Everybody in the world has anger, and you always will have anger. I don't care if you get to be the most enlightened human being on earth, you will still have anger. You will still have jealousy, you will still have hate, you will still have all things. Because you are those things. The only thing is, when you start to accept that you are those things, then you're free of them. You just don't use them. But they're always there, and they can always crop up. But why use them? But they're always there to use. It's like your past. I say forget your past. You can't really forget your past. But only in as much as that you won't control from it. That's all. But it's all quite natural. If you get angry and you find yourself getting angry and you try and figure it out, then you're in trouble again. So my advice, if you ever find yourself in anger, don't blame yourself. Blame your level of consciousness. Say, I must have gone down a level of consciousness because now I am in the reality of anger. Don't try and figure it out. Accept the fact that you have gone down a level of consciousness. Blame the level of consciousness, eh? Not yourself. Blame the level of consciousness. And when you come out of it, the second you start to accept it, you're out of it. But if you try and hide the fact that you're not an angry person, then you've put the blinkers on. You're blind. We are all angry people. We're all hostile people. We're all loving people. We are everything. And if you accept you're everything, you take the full responsibility for all things, what else is there to do? If you take the full responsibility of totally everything in the universe, there's nothing else to do. There's nothing else to accept. So you must be happy. And the self is God. It's you. It's all things. It's all one. You don't try and figure that out because you'll never do. Just accept as is. Because as is the answer. And the I am-ness is so simple. I am, you are, we all are. Well, I think we'll call it quits tonight. I'd really like to thank you for all coming. God bless.